Following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on January 19, 1999 in Balaram Desh. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Verse 18.
All these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider verily to dwell in me. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he attains me. It is not that other devotees who are less complete in knowledge are not dear to the Lord. The Lord says that all are magnanimous because anyone who comes to the Lord for any purpose is called a Mahatma or great soul. The devotees who want some benefit out of devotional service are accepted by the Lord because there is an exchange of affection. Out of affection, they ask the Lord for some material benefit, and when they get it, they become so satisfied that they also advance in devotional service. But the devotee in full knowledge is considered to be very dear to the Lord because his only purpose is to serve the Lord with love and devotion. Such a devotee cannot live a second without contacting or serving the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is very fond of his devotee and cannot be separated from him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.457, the Lord says, Aham Bhakta Varadino,
Aham Bhakta Varadino,
Naswatanta Iva Dvija,
Naswatanta Iva Dvija,
Sadhu Virgrasta Hridayo,
Sadhu Virgrasta Hridayo,
Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya,
Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya.
Translation. The devotees are always in my heart, and I am always in the heart of the devotees. The devotee does not know anything beyond me, and I also cannot forget the devotee. Dear devotees are full of knowledge, and I also cannot forget the devotee. There is a very intimate relationship between me and the pure devotees. Pure devotees in full knowledge are never out of spiritual touch, and therefore they are very much dear to me. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta Swami report, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 7, text 18. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This verse 18 is in relation to verse 16, where Lord Krishna explains, Chaturvidha Vajante Ma Chanaha Supidinor Juna Arto Chityaso Arthati Gani cha paratai shabha. O best of the Bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service. Unto me, the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. So there are the four kinds of pious people looking for Krishna. Those who are in distress, those who are in need of money, those who are inquisitive, and those who have understood, looking for knowledge of the Absolute Truth, and in their quest, they have come upon Krishna as the Absolute, so they want to serve him. All the four Krishna appreciates, because they're coming to him. You see, if, say, if a child runs away from home of a rich man, the son is angry with his father or something, he wants to be separate, he goes off. Father is keeping a tab what's going on with him, getting some report. Then after a long time, the son comes back to the father. Even if the son says, Father, I need some help. Still the father is happy, at least he's coming in a humble mood. Back. So like that, we've been wandering in this material world as various species of life, fish, mosquitoes, flies, cockroach birds. You remember when you were a cockroach?
No, I don't remember.
No, it's too long ago. No, we can't remember. But we went through all those species, 84 lakhs. Lizards, bears, cats, dogs, monkeys, and various kinds of animals, human beings of various types. And finally, you get born in a nice civilized society with Vedic culture. That is something very special. But Kali wants to cheat all of the human beings. Because if a human being can be nicely situated in a mortal ignorance, they can go back again in the animal kingdom and start all over again. I told some pastimes here before about how different people went back again to the animal. First canto of Bhagavad Gita, I told that when we came back is a bula.
No.
Fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, glorious, and came back as a vulture.
That, yes, in Manama, yes.
In the bird.
Yes. But, we forgot.
There was a young man born in a family of devotees, but he did not care for his parents. He went away and was doing all kinds of sinful activities, breaking principles. He was having girlfriends. So he asked one of his lady friends to go and meet him. He'd be waiting in a fruit orchard. There he was seated under a tree, thinking about his lady friend.
Oh! Cobra bit him. Cobra was this bit. I bit by a cobra. Oh!
He died. Just seeing if they're awake. Wow.
What would you do if you were bit by a cobra? Wouldn't you shout?
Yes. The top of our voices.
But it didn't help. He died. Yamadutas came, took him off to Yamaloka. There he was held by the Yamadutas before Yamaraj. Said, you were born in a good family. You had every opportunity to be a devotee. When you were a little child, they engaged you in some pious activities. But then you did all these sinful activities. You wasted your valuable human form of life. Therefore, you're going back to the animal kingdom. But because you were a devotee before your family, I'll make you a bull at least. So he was born as a bull. The owner didn't need a bull, so made him a bullock. So that way he was lifelong brahmachari. And he had a very hard night because that he was sold to one crippled man who was very poor. He had no money, he had no anything. All he had was this, he bought this bullock to carry his life belongings. Everything he piled on the back. Even he would ride on the back. And he didn't feed properly. And if they did bullock didn't pull, he'd beat. So he's regularly getting beating. And he was suffering so much. One day it was a very hot day in the month of May. So hot, the rain was just toasting and not giving any water. So the bull started to, the bullock started to foam in the mouth and going around in circles, spinning. So all the village people came, what's going on here? What is happening? Because this is a very important thing. Bull is spinning around and foaming in the mouth. When things like this happen in the village, everything stops and people run. See it. Anything unusual. So, this bull fainted on the ground, just panting there, foaming at the mouth. One lady came and saw the very hopeless situation of the bull, and she happened to be a very pious lady. She said, I give 50% of my good karma to this bull. Om Tatsa. The bull died, was taken back to Yamadutas, the Atma was taken to Yamaloka again. It had not suffered enough, he had done so many sinful activities, must suffer more. Chitragupta was saying, no, yet he didn't pay all the bad karma yet. One more round again. But then Yamaraj said, no, there was a lady who gave 50% of her good karma. So she had a lot of good karma. So now with all that extra credit, he can take birth. The Brahmin family. So that way he got again no chance. And not only that, but he was allowed to remember his three births. As a fallen devotee, as a bullock, and now as a Brahmin. So when he was about 9 years old, how old are you? Six. Who's here 9 years old? There we go, okay. He went looking for this lady. Who is this lady who gave me such a blessing? I was going to be toasted by the Yamadutas again and suffer some hellish birth. India, sometimes you see these dogs who are running in the streets. And they go by the tea stall to get a biscuit or something, and then the tea owner doesn't like, the tea shop owner takes all the hot water. What karma they have? That's another story. Anyway, we're back here. So, that man, you know, that boy, he's looking, where is this lady who gave me that good karma? And then he found her and he knocked on the door. And she's surprised, oh yes, my dear boy, what is it? She said that, I came to see you because you helped me very much. Did I help you? I never seen you before. Oh, you remember that bull? The
and was foaming in their mouth, and you gave 50% of your good karma. She says, oh yes, I'm that bull. And I'm reborn now. I was born in a Brahmin family by your blessing. I wanted to know, how is it you have so much good karma, you're just giving it away? What is your secret, and how you're such a nice person? So that lady had a parrot. And the parrot knew how to chant first chapter Bhagavad Gita, her heart. So every day that parrot is chanting, Narva Kshetra, Guru Kshetra, the whole first chapter like that. And so she's also chanting with her parrot, and she memorized the first chapter Bhagavad Gita. So because of chanting first chapter Bhagavad Gita every day, she accumulated so much punya that she can just give it away. So, the boy, I let her take advantage. She's getting all this from the chanting of first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So he also learned and was chanting first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And in this way, all the three went back home back to Ganesha. Three meaning parrot, lady, and the boy. So like this, somebody who neglects their human form of life, they can go back again to the animal kingdom for some time. So those who are born of passion, who are very attached to the fruits of their work, they generally take birth again back at the earthly planet as a human being. And those who are born of goodness, they take birth in the higher planet for the rishis. They do. So which place would like to take birth in? Who would like to take birth in the hellish existence? Back on the earth planet? Planet of the rishis? Oh! That's another option I forgot to mention. Those who are not doing any karma, not producing any reaction under the three modes of material nature, then Krishna says they go back to him in spiritual world. How many would like that? Who's taking film with my video camera?
Ask inside, get it, Nandumar.
No disturbance, but rather he won't feel satisfied. And so here Krishna is saying that one who approaches him out of knowledge, is that all of you are approaching Krishna because you've understood he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means you're this very special devotee who's very rare and who's very dear to Krishna. Also in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the last verse, Lord Krishna also explains, verse 20 here, Yetu dharmyam ritam idam yatoktam parupasate sadadhana matparama bhaktas te tiva me priyaha. He who follows this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engages himself with faith, making me the supreme goal, is very, very dear to me. So how many here have made Krishna the supreme goal? Very good. So that means all of you are very, very dear to Lord Sri Krishna. Actually, the devotees are so dear to Krishna. Even Lord Shiva, he appeared before the Prachetas in 4th canto of Bhagavatam in Spain. Prachetas were brothers who were doing tapasya. You see, previously, before someone would be married, they would do some tapasya in order to prepare themselves for the householder life. They would do some tapasya and brahmacharya. The idea was
10% of the light spent in some austerity, and then the rest of the middle portion of the light, they can be very responsible as householders. Now that practice seems to be more or less one. They go to college to get an education, to get a job. How much spiritual education you get in college?
Nothing.
So this is the problem. But anyway, these Pachetas, they were doing this tapasya, and they were they had gone to the Himalayas to find a place to meditate. And they went by the Manasarovar, which is next to Kailash. From the waters of Manasarovar, Lord Shiva went in on Bandi, and all his associates, they came out. And drums and everything were playing. And so naturally they were amazed to see Lord Shiva. It's very hard to see Shiva. His bhaktas, they may worship for life and life, and they don't see Lord Shiva. Very special mercy. They didn't ask to see Shiva. They never even dreamed that they could see Shiva. Mahadev, Lord Shiva. So, they paid their obeisances, and then the Lord, he appeared to them, and he said that, I'm appearing to you, and giving you this as a special mercy, because you are devotees of Krishna. Devotees of Krishna are more dear to me even than my own devotees. And I am very dear to the devotees of Krishna. But Shiva is Vaishnavanam Tathasambhu. He is a famous devotee, greatest Vaishnava. The devotees of Krishna, they don't ask Shiva for any, you see, mundane things. They only want to serve Krishna. So if they ask anything, it's only how they can serve Krishna. They want to know something more about the glories of Krishna. So like that, Shiva likes them very much. He gave his special mantra to the Pachetas. Finally, the Pachetas, they were chanting the mantra given by Lord Shiva. The Lord Vishnu also appeared to them. It says some people are looking for God. If you look for God, you can't find it. Not like God. By looking your face. But if you act in such a way that Lord is pleased with you, He will look for you. And nobody can stop Him. It's like there are people here in this island, if they want to see somebody, nobody can stop them. And like that, if Krishna wants to come to see you, who will stop him? So Prabhupada, he stressed that we should not be worrying about how to see Krishna. We should be acting in such a way that Krishna can see us. If we try to please Krishna, then He will be very pleased with us. So Vishnu, you reveal why He was so pleased with these Pachetas. And see, they're doing tapasya in order to worship Vishnu, but they wanted to be householders in the future. So He blessed them that you'll all be very successful householders. You'll be very successful, and you'll eventually come back to me in the spiritual world. So they got everything. Best material situation and finally spiritual perfection. But He revealed what the secret was. You know what the secret was? Why He was so pleased? Who can say? More than that. Something they did. Even as the devotees of Krishna was especially made Krishna very free.
Serving Vaishnava? Service of Vaishnava?
Very close. Yes, they were cooperating with each other. The fact that they were all serving cooperatively, that's what especially pleased Krishna. You see, sometimes people want to do. Like if you say you have a football team, and everybody wants to just be the show-off, not give the ball to anybody else, it would be a very exciting game. Right? the fact that, that they're able to pass the ball back and forth and back and forth, and that cooperation is what makes a team stronger. In spiritual life, the cooperation is there, and the devotees are thinking how, what I can do as a team player. Ultimately, it doesn't matter who makes the goal. Everybody wins. If we work together as a team to help people become Krishna conscious, to help the devotees get stronger, to see that all the affair, doesn't matter who's cooking in the kitchen, the prasad, to feed the devotees, or who's giving the lecture, or who's cleaning up afterwards, or who's doing the puja. The fact that everyone, we're all getting that same benefit because they're working all together in a cooperative spirit. And this is especially what pleased the Lord with Prachandas. They're working together. If each one had been meditating, I'm the Lord, let me meditate by myself. Please, the Lord. That won't be so much pleasing that they're all together, they're meditating. For people to work together also mean you have to sacrifice something, because everyone has a personality, and sometimes adjusting personalities requires a little bit of austerity. So somehow or another, that people are working together, they're respecting each other. Of course, what you said was correct, also serving the Vaishnava. To cooperate means obviously we're serving the Vaishnava. This was not the wrong answer. But the key word I was looking for was the cooperation. So also I'm very appreciative here. The devotees are cooperating together, and this way whatever success we have, it will be only because of Krishna's and Prabhupada's mercy, and the devotees are cooperating. In fact, Prabhupada had said that if you love me, the way you can demonstrate how you love me is how well you cooperate together. In this way, Krishna is very pleased. We can become dear to Krishna if we're looking for Krishna in order to serve Krishna. We make Krishna a goal. Of course, even those who approach Krishna to get something from Krishna, even happier, at least they're also approaching Him. But if somebody is actually going to Him with the mood to render devotional service, then Krishna, he's very much pleased with that devotee. In fact, the way Krishna mentions it here, Priyohi Yanino Yartam. He's very dear. He, and certainly he's very dear. Aham Sacha Mama Priya. And, in other words, both Krishna is very dear to that devotee, and the devotee is very dear to Krishna. This is a mutual. In devotion, he is my master, I am his servant, the Hanuman. Even Ramchandra offered him all material benediction, he didn't want it, offered him, I'll give you moksha, you can merge into that jyoti. He didn't want that. He said, you are my master, I am your servant, I want to serve you eternally. That relationship we have, that you are my master and I am your servant, that is simply what I want. I don't want anything to come in the way of that. And Ram said, what do you want? He wants, I want to give you a blessing. He said, Lord, if I had to take a blessing, could I one time, just like a son embraces a father, I feel so much affection for you. Could I hug you one time? So Ram agreed. That's that famous picture you see. Hanuman and Ramchandra are hugging. Hanuman ji ki
jai!
Ramchandra ki
jai!
Actually, Hanuman is a very simple devotee. After all the war is over with the Rama, what he's going to do? He said he's just getting bored, you know. Nothing to do. No service. They said, please give me one service I can do. So they said, what to do? Okay, in case Ram gone, then you can stab your finger, you know, to keep away any inauspicious. So then Otherwise, I'm just waiting any time. What are you doing? Waiting when you're going to yawn? He's so eager to do service. He has so much enthusiasm in living. Finally, one time, you know, Lord Ram, he stood up and Hanuman jumped!
He's very Ram.
And he kept, you know, so enthusiastically, the Ram, he couldn't close his mouth because he's so enthusiastic to save her. Ram didn't want, you know, to stop his service. So a long time, he just didn't have the mouth open. Father said, this service not working because the Ram all time will be with the mouth open just because he wants to facilitate his devotee to do the seva. So we had to switch and give Hanuman another seva. So like that, the devotee in there is so eager to serve. Sometimes it's hard to get the right service. We're very fortunate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us so much service. Then he said to everyone, Jani Dako Chari Kaho Krishna Pradesh, whoever you meet, to tell him the message of Krishna. Avanti Guru Vaya Charali Desh, everyone can be a guru and spread this message. You see. Of course, being a guru means in the presence of one spiritual master. Normally one does not take any disciple. Used to the guru. But actually in the future, Prabhupada's vision was everyone should be spiritual master, everyone should be spreading the Krishna conscious movement, and everyone should be giving that message to others. So, I was just in Trivandrum on the 12th and 13th of this month, and of course I've been in India now 30 years, but I found that they're saying now almost 100 crores of people are there in India. Still, a few people have not yet chanted Hare Krishna. Do you notice that? So it's an opportunity for everyone. There's plenty of service, no shortage of service, to tell people about Krishna and to use your intelligence. And plus, you can do a lot of different kinds of service. We hope that all of you will take advantage of this very human form of life. If you're serving Krishna with your energy, cooperating together, you'll definitely go back home, back to Godhead. At the end of life, and while you're here, you'll become very, very dear to Krishna. You want to save people who are neglecting this human form of life and just buying themselves a ticket to go back in animal kingdom. What a waste if someone's born, and especially an Indian family, and they have so much opportunity, and they just imitate the Western to become a tamasic nature. And again, they have to go back as an animal. What is the use? It's a very bad, sad thing. So Prabhupada, he saw that whole world is on fire. People are burning because of this three modes of nature. So he wanted to give them this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyone you can help, Krishna will never forget you for that. So always be appreciative of that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.